Welcome to this special episode of Worship on the Way to Work. The theme for today is Worship on the Way from a Difficult Day. I know we have typically picked something you are on the way to, but we thought we would switch it up and help you worship on the way from a difficult day. You may be filled with a mixture of emotions and need some space to process as you head home from work today. My name's Cara.
And I'm Stephen, and we are here to encourage you and pray for you. Let's begin with Psalm 30, verses 1 to 5. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
I've had several days when I headed home from work carrying the dregs of difficult experiences. I might have had some conflict with a colleague. I might have had a day when nothing went right. The weird thing is, I cannot remember many of the facts of any of those situations, but I can remember what it felt like. A sinking feeling of things unresolved. Knowing I had to re-enter that situation the next day. Wanting to escape for a moment, or maybe longer. At one stage of my career, I lived on the same site where I worked. I learnt that if I had a difficult day, the best thing was not to go straight home, but to actually go out the gate and walk around the block before heading home. That helped to make sure I didn't carry all that negative emotional energy into the home. What about you, Stephen? Can you remember coming home from a difficult day at work?
Too often. Difficult days are not as rare as I'd like them to be. But what you said, Cara, is also true for me. Looking back, I find it hard to lock in on specific details. I think this might be because difficult days happen for all sorts of different reasons and in all sorts of different ways. I've had days where I've struggled through headaches and ill health. I've had other days where I know that I have fallen short and have disappointed my colleagues, and I can find that burden hard to carry. Some days have been difficult because the workload comes crashing in like a great wave and I feel like it'll never end. But the most difficult days are when workplace politics, power plays, or personality clashes invade my workspace. These tend to be the difficult days that live more in my head and that I'm more likely to carry home with me, carrying those negative emotions into my family life and private life.
Our Bible reading for you is continuing in Psalm 30, from verse 6. This psalm was written by David and used for a building dedication, probably of his palace. Hear the word of the Lord. When I felt secure, I said, I shall never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced, if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
Coming out from a difficult situation means that we are carrying all the emotions of that experience. You may be feeling anger or frustration or sadness. And it may be that you've had to bottle up your response. The Psalms are wonderful for helping us to connect with our hearts, how we are feeling, and to connect with God, who already knows how we are feeling. In this psalm, David is remembering how faithful God has been in the past, and that is a very helpful process to do when you are suffering in the present. So the first thing you can do is to remember a time in the past when you despaired, when work was tough, and then remember how God sustained you and helped you through it. It may be that our response to this day is to weep through the night. But even as we weep, we remember the promise of God that joy waits for us in the new day that will come. The second thing to do is to remember that God is your rock. God doesn't change even if your circumstances change. Through God, you can experience His power. As verse 11 says, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." Whatever you have faced at work, know that no matter what happens, God loves you. God is near you. God is watching over you. And this gives you hope as you go home. Home may have people waiting for you, family or friends. Although it may be tempting to lash out with our emotion, aiming our frustration and pain at those closest to us, but that only means we are alienating ourselves in two places. Instead, carry the memory of God's help and of God as your rock into your home. Let that image of God frame how you relate to those closest to you. And if you are home alone, it may be tempting to wallow in your emotions, but that also will not allow you to receive the restorative rest you need to face tomorrow. Remember God's help, and remember that God is your rock and secure place. Reframe the memories of this day through the vision of a God who will keep you safe and bring you to a place of joy. Let's now pray and process what is going on.
Wherever you are in this moment, quiet your mind and focus your heart, and let's pray. You are coming from a difficult day. Are you anxious? Are you angry? Are you sad? Take a moment to check your heart and name how you feel. We would love to pray for you. Dear God, you made us and you know us intimately. You love us. Help us to know what is going on inside. Help us to express our anxiety or frustration or sadness in ways that are constructive. Wrap up our weary hearts and remind us of your presence. Amen.
Now imagine God is with you right now. Maybe imagine God seated next to you asking, "How can I help you face what happened today? What do you want to tell God about your difficult day? How can you encounter God in His sanctuary in the middle of it all?" God, you have been faithful in the past. Please be faithful now. To you we cry out for help. To you we ask for mercy. Hear us. Be our help. Please turn and save us from this situation. Help us to see your hand at work. Turn our wailing into dancing. Clothe us with joy. Amen. You have had a difficult day. Let's find a way of dealing with some of the negative emotions. Praying and discussing it with God is a good first step. We can also constructively express emotion through doing some exercise, or by talking it through with someone, or by journaling about the situation. Often our thinking and judgment can be clouded by the emotions we feel, and these simple actions can free us up to see more clearly.
Now for the benediction. As you emerge from your working day, may the light and the life of God's Spirit dwell richly with you. May He guide you through this evening and into the next day. May you know that He is near, and may you know God's peace. And remember, Psalm 30 says, "Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever."